Meister Sheni Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Tzvi Shalakacha B'Kesef Meiser. So it's Tzvi, which is a Chaya, a deer, that you bought Kesef Meiser to eat in Yerushalayim, V'Meis, and then it died in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah tells us, you cover Al Yedei Oro. So the Tanakhama says you should bury it with its skin, Al Yedei, which just means with its skin, like the Rav explains. The Tanakhama Shita is in line with Rabbi Tarfon that we had in the previous Mishnayos, where a person should not be poide on condition to feed it to dogs, L'achlila L'Klovim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yipader, Rabbi Shimon says you are allowed to, and you can be poided in Yerushalayim, redeem it onto money, even in order to feed it to dogs, because it's not fit for Yidden to eat. And the Rav says, Talach is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah continues, L'kochu chai ushchotoi, person buys it while it's alive. We know you can take money of Maaser Sheni, you don't have to just buy fruits, you can buy live animals. Ushchotoi, and then you shechted it, v'nitma, and after you shechted it, it became tameh. So here, it's not an avela like in the previous case. Here it was shechted properly, it's fit for human consumption, it's fit for a Jew to eat, but then it became tameh. Yipadeh. So here, everybody holds you can be poidit, because you're not going to feed it to klovim. What's going to happen is the kedusha is going to leave the meat and go on to coins, and then the meat itself will be just tameh meat, that somebody that's allowed to eat meat that's tameh can eat it. Therefore, you can be poidit. Rabbi Yossi, I'm your cover. Rabbi Yossi says you should bury it. And Rav explains, because Rabbi Yossi is the most machmer, even more than Bihuda, because Rabbi Yossi held that even though that you bought it while it was alive, it has the same din as peiros that were bought because of Meiser and then became Tameh, that according to Rabbi Yehuda we had in Mishnah Yud, that you can't be Paida, because it was after you used money of Meiser Sheni and then bought peiros. Rabbi Yehuda held in the previous Mishnah that you can't be Paida. Here Rabbi Yossi says the same thing applies to meat, to an animal. You bought it while it was alive. It has the same din as pears that were bought because of Meiser. So Rabbi Yossi is the most machmer shita. And on this we find that Rabbi Yehuda is not being chaylik on, only Rabbi Yossi is machmer. But in this halacha, that when you buy something chay and you shecht it and then it becomes tummy, here you can be poide. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the previous Mishnah, when one buys pears and the pears become tummy, because the pears were bought with money of Meiser Sheni, you can't be poide those pears. But here, if you bought animals that became Tameh with money of Maaser Sheni, here you can be paid. And the difference is, the Rav explains, because since animals are more movable, they walk themselves, and they can go anywhere, it's not considered a Richuk Makum. But when the Torah speaks about a Richuk Makum, I guess it's more easily transportable, because they can walk. So it's like Maaser Sheni itself, and therefore can become paid when it becomes Tameh. Just like you can be paid the Maaser Sheni itself. So it's closer to Maaser Sheni. Even though you purchased it with money, it's more, I guess, in some way, like the original Maaser Sheni because it's more portable. And the Mishnah ends, L'kachu shachut v'nitma harehu kaperis. If one buys it already shechted, so he just goes to a meat store in Yerushalayim, and they're selling regular shechted meat, and then it becomes tameh, v'nitma harehu kaperis. Here, it's like peris. And we're going to go, like the Rav explains, with the same machlekes as we had previously with the Tanakan or Bihuda, and they're going to argue the same way. Because here you purchased it not while it was a live animal and portable, but here the animal was already shechted, so you just had a piece of meat that you bought with the money of Maaser Sheni. So Bihuda is going to be machmir and say, well, here, since you bought meat with it, you can't be part of that meat anymore. And the Tanakama would obviously disagree and say it's mutter.